Hey, welcome everyone. This is Michael Sparks. It's the Amsoil Dealer Training Call for Monday, February 23rd, 2015. And we're really excited for you to join on our call this week. It's a great time to be an Amsoil dealer, as they say, and it just keeps getting better every day. If you're listening to this call via podcast like iTunes, Stitcher, etc., be sure to visit our dealer training website. Go to www.lube-direct.com. That's the lube-direct, the dash in the middle, and then click on the logo that says dealer training site. There's only three choices on that website at lube-direct.com, and it's the bottom one. So click on the dealer training site and get all the prior calls we've had, other information, blog posts, and training information. So with that, everybody, our call tonight is going to be about a recent trade show that we attended with several dealers on our team. It's called the National Wild Turkey Expo. It was held in Nashville, Tennessee this previous weekend. We're going to talk about trade shows. Several dealers are going to come on the call tonight and tell us what they thought about this show, as well as some of my thoughts towards the end of the show. But first up, hey, I've created a page on the dealer training website listing all the dealers in our team that are attending or planning to attend Amsoil University or the Direct Jobber Convention. And we encourage you to invest in the future of your Amsoil business by attending this important training event. Going to Amsoil University for the first time in 2001 was a life-changing event for me. I was committed to being an Amsoil dealer, but once I attended the company, once I went up and saw the real Amsoil company, met with Mr. Amatuzio, Al Amatuzio, Dean Alexander, all the Amsoil staff, met with the hundreds of other Amsoil dealers across the country for this training event, I was more than committed. They had my soul. I think they sucked my soul out up at Amsoil University in 2001 because I was all in, and I'm living proof that anyone who desires more can be successful in Amsoil. And we're hoping you will invest in yourself and your business and join us for this outstanding dealer training. Amsoil University and the Amsoil Dealer, the Amsoil Direct Jobber Convention is May 17th through the 20th up in Duluth, Minnesota. That's at the head of the Superior, of the Lake Superior. It's also across the river from Superior, Wisconsin. So going up there and seeing the factory and meeting the people as well as all the other Amsoil dealers, you can really cements your relationship with the Amsoil business. And I've had actually several dealers that I've talked to says, hey, can you make a full-time income at this Amsoil thing? And yes, you can make a full-time income, and the income is only limited by your imagination. There's people that work 20, 30, 40 years at a full-time job and never make more than $30,000 or $40,000 a year, and there's people in Amsoil that make $40,000 or $50,000 a month in Amsoil. So you can work your whole entire life and retire poor, or you can work in an Amsoil business part time, and if you choose to work at it full time, that's even great too. But in 5 or 10 or 20 years, depending on how much you put into it or how little you put into it, you can have a full-time income that pays you whether you show up or not. The Amsoil business opportunity is live and well. And a lot of dealers on our team are working hard at their businesses. They work in a variety of ways. Some dealers work with commercial and retail accounts. Some dealers are working their business online. And then other dealers, like myself and many others, work trade shows. So tonight we're going to call on several dealers that worked a recent trade show here in Nashville, Tennessee, with myself as well as several direct jobbers, and it was called the National Wild Turkey Federation. We've got turkey calls ringing in our ears probably still to this day from all the different turkey call vendors and whatnot, but it was a great show. There were over 40,000 people in attendance for this, so we had a chance to talk for 3 days to many, many people that were interested in Amsoil products. First up, we're going to talk to Jonathan Henley. Jonathan, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Jonathan. Jonathan's a direct jobber out of Hendersonville, Tennessee, which is about 30 minutes outside of Nashville. And, Jonathan, let's talk a little bit about tonight, this Wild Turkey Federation. Last year, your wonderful spouse worked it because you were out of the country in Afghanistan. So this was your first year. You and Kathy got to work this show together. Give us some of your thoughts on, working trade shows as well as working this particular show. What's your thought of it and, the type of customers you registered at the show?
Well, let's see. Well, I like this trade show because, it's focused on hunters that have a lot of equipment. And these hunters that have the equipment, they also have businesses. And what I was surprised, because I'm not that big of a hunter myself, is how many of them had farms. And so I was so thankful, Michael, that you had the grand display there. Because most of our commercial accounts that we signed up are either hunt lease operations that are growing game areas, growing crops to feed their deer and wildlife, and that they like, of course, organic fertilizer, and of course we have that. And it was just pretty cool to see how the two work together really good. They fit really well for that show. Glad to ask you another question.
But yeah, Jonathan, the other question was, what your thoughts were on working trade shows in general. We've worked several shows together in the past. And tell me what you think about, you got 3 days or two, some shows are 2 days, some shows are 3 days. And I know you're involved with a local car club, and you work that thing every Friday night. But just tell me how it is being able to work and get in front of those type of people.
Okay. Well, it's great because of a focused audience. I get more business literally there in 3 days than I would get in 3 months outside knocking on doors. That's, again, because you're going to a focused audience that needs your product, and they're looking for something to improve their life, their way of business, like the GIE show, or these hunters are looking for better products to do their hunting hobby. And so they're people who are looking for quality products. And of course we hit that one on the nail for them. So yeah, we have a very focused audience, and it's so much easier to get business at a trade show. I'm all in on trade shows. I'm definitely impressed with the availability of customers at the show.
And it's really nice being able to go home every night and go in your own bed and eat your own food after the show is over. You don't have that hotel expanse. So working a local show is definitely preferential to traveling a concert across the country, right?
A lot of the vendors were very potentially good customers also, because there were like these the hunting guided tour guys, I started going around talking to them, and I've got a dozen or so leads to follow up with seriously interested people there, even one up in Canada. They have equipment, they have trucks, they have UTVs, four-wheelers, tractors, things to, do their food plots and stuff. So there were a lot of good, at this particular show, there were a lot of good customers that were just other vendors also.
And you did a great job of that, Jonathan. You would be gone. I'd say, well, where's Jonathan? Well, he's out talking to these guide services and visiting other vendors and passing out his brochures to the vendors that are kind of a captive audience, and being able to give them our information and help them out with whether it's food plots for the Agrand products or AMSOIL for the vehicles and equipment that they have.
How about the guy that built the boats right beside us? I'm following up with him. He's got a manufacturing plant that builds boats and duck blinds and and other fiberglass products. Well, he's got air compressors and equipment and trucks.
Yeah.
There you go.
I just think a lot of dealers don't think outside that box like you do, and they say, well, you know, what kind of equipment do you have? How can we help you save money on AMSOIL products? So,
absolutely.
Well, Jonathan, we appreciate you and Kathy coming to work that show with us. As direct jobbers, we know that you know how to build your business, but we all need new customers regardless. We got to keep building our businesses and doing these trade shows like your like this National Wild Turkey Federation show with us is going to help your business even grow even faster.
Well, you gotta talk about a grand. Can I talk about a grand just a little bit more? I'm probably going to steal some of your thunder, but you know this is perfect that this coming weekend up in St. Louis is just a grand training. Because after being at this show, I'm more excited about a grand and the opportunities there than ever. Because, you know, who would have, I mean, again, I'm not that big of a hunter. Who would have thought these guys are raising food plots and have farms? There were so many farmers there. I think we signed up 6 commercial accounts with farms. They're awesome. They need, you know, we need to change America over to organic fertilizers. We can all eat healthier. And here we have this opportunity coming up this weekend.
Exactly. And we'll touch base with that and when I talk here a little bit. But, yeah, definitely Ag Grand is something that people should be taking a look at if they're doing any kind of farm and four-wheelers and hunting and all that stuff. So we appreciate you, Jonathan, and thanks for getting on the call tonight. Hey, Jeff Essery, you on?
I'm here.
Hey, Jeff, how are you, sir?
Well, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
We appreciate you coming and working that show with us. You're kind of the dealer expert on four-wheelers and ATVs and working on small engines. Tell us real quick about your background. What do you do full-time for a living?
Of course, I've worked on automobiles and everything basically all my life. I worked at a Chevrolet Olds dealership for almost 16 years. Part of it was mechanical, and then part of it was body repair. But anyway, been doing this full-time since 2000 here at my own shop, and I've branched out more into the the ATVs and the side-by-sides, basically, and still do some automotive work, but not as much.
Yeah.
And just reach out to new customers.
Yeah, that's right. And so you've talked to a lot of customers last weekend at this trade show with the Wild Turkey. It seems like I don't think anybody walks any kind of hunting stand anymore. They all ride like four-wheelers, don't they?
Yes, sir.
And all those four-wheelers, they all need AMSOIL products, don't they?
Absolutely.
And if they've got a four-wheeler, they've probably got a truck that they pull that four-wheeler with, right?
Yes. Yes, and most time tractors and other equipment too that they use.
Yeah. So working a show like this, you got in front of a lot of people. You were able to talk to about AMSOIL products and everything. Do you think it was pretty well received that people are interested in saving money and taking better care of their equipment?
A lot of them are. Yes. Yes, I believe.
Yeah.
That.
Did you find a lot of people were familiar with AMSOIL already but didn't know where to get it?
Well, we're finding more people do know about AMSOIL, I guess, because, you know, the advertisement and AMSOIL, you know, has spent quite a bit of money in advertisement, so that helps us out some, too.
Yeah.
So people at least know the name. They may not know what all we have or like that, but they do at least recognize the name.
Exactly. Well, we do a couple shows a year together. I know you do one over there in Jackson, the Bunny Run, which is a classic car show, Jackson, Tennessee, and then you come help us out here in Nashville. What are your thoughts on doing trade shows and getting in front of customers? I know you're pretty covered up working your full-time job. You think this is something a dealer could, you know, take a one weekend a month or, you know, one weekend a quarter, even if that's all they had time to do, to get out there and get in front of a bunch of customers. What do you think? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it definitely puts me in front of more customers probably than I would normally interact with, you know, in 6 months or more, you know, in 3 days, or because, I mean, a lot of my customers are repeat. You know, I'm not getting that many new faces, you know, in my business here, and sometimes it's hard to take, you know, a day out of your week or whatever to go out and call on new customers. I do, but not as often as I should. And yeah, and those, like, three-day weekends or whatever that we do those shows, it's just, you just get to meet so many people. There's really no way I could do that, you know.
Exactly, exactly. And you live in a pretty rural area, don't you? I mean, the town you live in was about a couple hundred people, right?
Yeah, well, don't blink or you miss it.
Don't blink or you miss it, you know. Yeah, and the next closest town's about 10 miles away, and there's, what, 3,000 people
small
in that town.
Yeah, it's still pretty small. And
yeah,
it's 30 miles, but, you know, to a decent-sized town, you know. But
yeah,
but anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And so doing a show on a weekend, whether it's in various parts, you know, a 50-mile drive or a 100-mile drive or whatever it is, I think you're probably about 100-120 miles
we're
from Nashville.
Yes.
Yeah. So coming to Nashville, you know, you wouldn't want to do it every day, but you do it on a weekend.
No. Yeah.
You can come here and get in front of 40,000 other people, and not everyone's going to be a customer, but a lot of them are interested, and you get a few signed up. So
yes,
we appreciate you helping us out, Jeff, and
I
appreciate your information.
And, get to interact with the other dealers that were there and hopefully learn something from them.
And that's right. Every time we get together, we all learn something, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, and it builds our confidence, and you know, we think, well, we don't really know anything, and, you know, another dealer helps us out and you know, gives us a bit more confidence, gives us another arrow in our quiver or another tool in our tool bag to go back home and help other customers and get more customers that way. So, well, we appreciate you, Jeff, and keep it up, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Sam Agustin, you on, Sam?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not too bad. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Sam is a full-time Army guy around the Fort Campbell area, and about a year ago, he decided to attend one of our training classes in Nashville. And indicated, Sam says, "Well, I'd like to get some more training." So we've done one show together, that was back last year, and I invited Sam to come work this show last weekend. And Sam, tell us your thoughts on the AMSL business as well as, you know, working trade shows with a full-time job like you're doing.
Well, yeah, first off, I just want to say thanks for the opportunity to work the show. I was honored, you know, when you gave me a call in January telling me about this NWTF show, and I knew a little bit about it, so I knew it was going to be a big show and get in front of a lot of people, so before you even told me the dates, I was like, yeah, I'm in, you know. So, you know, first off, thank you for that, but yeah, you know, secondly, I mean, the AMSL, I just got into it. I've never been a salesman type, you know. I've never been the type that wanted to try to convince people to, you know, try this product or that product, you know. But one of my friends in the Army, he actually turned me on to AMSL and told me all about, you know, the whiz-bang molecular structure of the oil and how it's just, you know, superior to everything. And I just started looking into it, you know. I was like, well, let's check this oil out. I always grew up around dirt bikes, four-wheelers, cars. Before the Army, I worked in auto body, you know. So when he started telling me about this oil, I was like, yeah, let's check it out. So I researched it and found out, you know, no crap, it is the best stuff out there. So naturally, I wanted it at the best price, and then that's when I came across the PC and the dealer option, and I was like, well, it's best stuff. I want it at the best price. Let's see if I can make a few bucks off of it. And, you know, it started off just like that. You know, let's see what I can make out of it. First year, let's see if I can make my 30 bucks back. And then after that, I realized, you know, this is a product that really kind of just sells itself, you know. Not everybody's ready at the same time. So, you know, either people want it or they don't, you know. And if you come across somebody and you say, hey, you ever heard of Angel? I don't like that stuff. I want Rotella. All right, well, I guess it's not for you then, you know. But other people, they buy based on quality. And those are the people that I talk to, and I just educate them on the opportunity, you know. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Do you own a business? Do you own a farm? You know, you do own a business. You know, tell me about that. You know, well, do you know you can get a commercial or a retail account, you know, based on your business, you know, and just start talking to people about that. You know, some people, they already use the product, but they're buying it at a retail store, you know, at full price. You know, you just educate them. Hey, do you want to get it at the best price? You know, and that's really where I'm at with it, and it's gaining a lot of traction just doing those kinds of things.
Yeah, and you're doing a lot of promotion there. You got it on your vehicle. You've got you use it personally, right? Using all your vehicles and equipment, and you know, having that personal recommendation that, hey, I'm using it, this is what I'm getting out of it, that goes a long way to helping your sell the product, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the good things, you know, just in sales general, you know, having a story. You know, people don't want to be convinced that they have to try a product, but if you tell a story or a testimonial, it makes it easier for them to trust the product and want to try it out themselves, you know. And I tell people that I've got a 7.3 F250 diesel with 15 quarts in the sump. A typical oil change will cost me close to $120 just for the oil, you know, and then $30 for the filter. And I tell them that Angel brings my oil drain up to 15,000 miles instead of 5,000. You know, for my particular truck, and they kind of just say, really, you know, and then if you're talking to a guy that's running diesel already, tell them about the injector clean, which, you know, has the detergents in it, but also adds lubricity for ultra-low sulfur diesels, you know, and then I tell them my story with that. Hey, I tried this out once, and after two tanks, I got an increase of 7 miles to the gallon, you know, and for a diesel guy, that's pretty significant, you know, because the price of diesel is pretty high compared to unleaded, and it doesn't really fluctuate a lot.
Yeah. Well, great. Talk about shows. We've done a couple shows together. I mean, what are your thoughts on doing shows, especially if you have a full-time job or business? Let me know what your thoughts on are on doing shows.
It's absolutely essential if you want to have growth and a full-time job. Basically, because I don't have the time really, you know, with my work and my family to go out and talk to people and prospect and cold call during the week. And during the weekends, that's kind of most of the time, that's my family time, you know. So I don't have the time with a full-time job, but doing a show, you can block off, you know, a couple weeks in advance, you know, say, hey, this weekend, you know, I got the show going on, and that's your time to get in front of a mass people, you know, and it's not as frustrating either, you know. You can, if you cold call or just go out there and hit a business up, you might get rejected, and that's one of the downsides of this business, you know. Rejection is just kind of one of those things that you got to deal with and all that. But, you know, you might go an hour or two at a show with, you know, people just saying, no, I like crap oil, you know, but then you're going to land a huge account, you know. Most of the accounts at the show that I got, you know, they have 5 to 7 vehicles that they're using in their business or their farm, you know. A lot of them, because I spoke the diesel language, a lot of them have diesel vehicles, you know, with 15-quart sumps and all that type of stuff. So it's just, it's absolutely essential to do shows just to get that exposure. You know, like you said, I think you said 40,000 people are at this show, and you can't get them all, but you're going to get some of them, and the ones that you do get, they're going to be profitable. I already have one guy, he was calling me up asking me if his account was ready, and he wants to buy oil, you know.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear is when it doesn't take pulling teeth to get in place orders, they're calling you looking for orders. So that's a good thing, Sam. And last thing real quick, as far as training at a show, you know, it's like, what do they call that? Bath by fire or something like that.
Baptism by fire.
Yeah. You get thrown in. It doesn't matter if you know what you're talking about or not. You're going to learn it pretty quick, right?
Yeah, well, in the Army, we have another saying called know yourself and seek self-improvement. So at this show particularly, that's what I was doing. You know, if one of my techniques wasn't working, you know, just I'd just do an on-the-spot debrief, you know, talk to myself about, well, not talk to myself out loud or nothing, but just go through it in my head. What was I doing right? What was I doing wrong? And, you know, fix it right there. Another thing I did was I talked to some of the veterans, you know. I asked Jonathan, and I asked Jeff, and I asked yourself and Kathy, you know, hey, you know, what would you do in this situation? Or how did you land that account, you know? I'm talking to these people, and I'm getting frustrated. These people aren't, they're not signing up, and you're just yanking them out of the water, you know. So seeking self-improvement from other people, you know.
Yeah. And it's a great place to network with your organization. So doing some shows with veterans is a smart thing to do to get yourself trained up to do some of these shows to be more successful. Really, is what you're talking about. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, great. I appreciate everything you're doing, Sam. And you know, keep up the good work at doing more shows in the future. I'm guessing you're excited about these, and you'd like to do a few more going forward, maybe locally at first.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, being in the Army, I'm not afraid to travel either. So yeah, it's just for me personally, trying to find these shows, seek them out, and get the time. And then, of course, if Michael Sparks wants to feed me a show, then absolutely, I'm all about tagging along.
Well, I guess I got to step up to the plate here and get some more things going on, right, Sam?
No pressure.
Well, thank you very much, Sam, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep. Next up is Jared Foray. He's actually not on the call tonight. He couldn't be on. He's actually went to East Tennessee to do some ice storm cleanup. So, but I caught up with him earlier today, and I wanted to make sure he got his thoughts and experiences on this show. So we had a little conversation, and I wrote those down. And so I'm going to be myself and Jared on this part of the call. We are going to go over by a few minutes. Sorry about that, but we've got a lot of information to cover. Asked Jared about, and Jared is a pretty brand new dealer. This is the first show that Jared has ever worked with our team, and really has worked with AMSL at all. He is T1 certified, and he does have a couple customers. And I offered Jared to come for a couple of hours just to mentor and work with him on Saturday, and he showed up maybe 3 hours Saturday morning and had to leave by noon on Saturday. So it was just a couple hours. And Jared said that trade shows are a great way to find new customers. At first, he was like deer in headlights, really. I mean, he didn't know which end was up. and was very leery at first. He didn't know that how it worked and everything, but he was a little bit overwhelmed. So it was different than he expected, and he said he was a little overwhelmed at first. But by the end of the 3 or 4 hours that we spent together, he worked side by side with me, but also had a chance to visit with several other dealers that were working the booth. But he was feeling a lot more comfortable, and listening and learning from other dealers was a great training for him. He got a lot out of that, and what I would say to a customer and what some of the other dealers would say to a prospect that walked by, he got a lot out of that. So that, you know, when you first do a show, it might seem a little bit scary, but once you get going, it's a lot more it makes you a lot more comfortable quickly. He also says he's not a pushy kind of sales guy. He doesn't like to be he doesn't like that high pressure on himself, so he doesn't want to be a high pressure sales guy. And he learned some good approaches that helped open his mind to not being pushy. And it's always good to be with people that are experienced, like dealers that were there. At first he thought, well, I don't like to push people on my product. And after explaining that, you know, these people are walking by, and all you're doing is catching their attention, asking a couple questions. If they're a good prospect, they're going to stop themselves and talk to you. If they're not a good prospect for you, they're going to keep walking, and it's not a big deal. It's not they're just going to walk on by, and, hey, where's the next person at? And so once we got past all that part, it was a lot better. You know, getting out of your comfort zone is uncomfortable. He realized that at first, but that's where the magic happens. And the magic is, you know, working with somebody that's really interested. Actually, I talked to Jared today, and he said, I told him that the next day somebody came by and asked for him and said, you know, he came by again, and I said, talking about AMSOIL, he says, oh, yeah, I talked to a guy yesterday from West Tennessee, a young guy, and I got his information. I'm really excited about using AMSOIL products. And I said, well, he's not here today, but as long as you got his information, be sure to follow up with him. So he was happy to hear that people were coming back and asking for him just after a couple of hours. So, you know, if you could find yourself doing some shows, find an experienced dealer. And if you're not an experienced dealer, you know, think about doing some smaller shows by yourself. So I'm going to talk about my philosophy a little bit here. Shows are a great way to get in front of a lot of people in a short amount of time. Doing shows is a great team building and training for dealers in your team. The key is training. In order to help train dealers, you must first sponsor some dealers, so, and then invite them to work the show with you. So if you are interested in working shows in your local area or bigger shows, this doesn't just happen overnight. It's a process. Remember that. It's a process that you do. First, you do a few small shows yourself. You might have somebody come help you, one dealer or whatever. As your business grows, as your team grows, then you invite other dealers and help train them to do shows. And that's the key to success. Number one, it's not as difficult with 3 or 4 dealers working a booth than it is you doing yourself, having you do everything, not being able to take a break or anything like that. So that's one thing. And I'm not saying that you would offer your dealers to come work your shows for free. I think people having skin in the game is a very important thing. If they don't have skin in the game, well, you know, that's our welfare system today, and that doesn't work out very well. Obviously, we see that in today's society. So help out. Do your part. Offering them other ways, maybe by showing them how to register an account or two or conferring with them on a prospect, using some of your skills that you have at the show to talk with customers. Let them hear what you're saying. You know, don't. You know, if you're talking to a customer, don't keep it a secret and whisper in their ear. Let that other dealer that might not have the experience hear what you're talking about. Learn how to think on the fly. Learn how to answer questions on the fly. And, you know, objections. Learn how to downplay objections and say, look, I can get back to you on that, or I can get the information. Hey, give me your cell phone number and I'll text you the information, or give me your email address and I'll get you that brochure or that spec sheet on the farming products or what have you. So that's always a good thing to think about is how you can train dealers that are with you in your show. Local shows are a great way to get yourself going. They're usually inexpensive. You don't have to travel very far. They're lower cost. And if you can, you know, only have to do it with one other dealer in your team. So think about, you know, doing a local show. You don't have a big expense of a hotel and all that stuff. And as your business grows, then think about branching out there. You know, some shows cost $2,000. I've done shows over $2,000. I think this show we just finished up was $1,800. But when you break it down between three or four dealerships plus the AMSL co-op, the cost really isn't that bad. For instance, this show was a 10 by 20 booth, so we had plenty of room in the booth. We had four dealerships working it at one time. The size of the show does matter. So there were 40,000 visitors at this show. We had four dealers working it. That allowed all of us, you know, time for breaks. It allowed us to be able to talk to plenty of customers. And we still, the cost per person was like less than $300 for 3 days to talk to 40,000, the potential to talk to 40,000 people. That's pretty awesome. So getting started with shows, get in touch with us. And we'll see what we can do to help you if you're in our local area or if there's a show that we can help you out with. We'd be glad to do that. We do have dealers in our team that are working shows. And also don't discount to have a dealer that's not in the Sparks team or just a regular AMSL dealer. If you got to start out and contact a dealer that's in your local area and say, look, I'd like to do a show. Would you like to help me? You know, your customers are your customers, my customers are my customers, we split the cost. Hey, that's one way to do it. Until you get your own team going, that's one way to do it. So think about this. When you go to shows, my main focus is registering customers. I want to get them registered and locked in to me as quick as possible. The next thing, I'm handing out literature. I primarily do the G100 retail catalog, and I've got a little insert that I put into that that talks about how to get AMSL wholesale. And then if they're not ready to get going with us as a registered customer, I want to get their contact information to follow up. Some things that I'm doing to try to get people interested in talking with me would be to say, hey, have you heard about AMSOIL? What do you drive? What do you do for a living? Where do you live? What questions do you have about AMSOIL? Or what questions you have in AMSL in general. That's just getting a conversation or a dialogue between you and that person. It's not really going to get yourself, it's just getting them to stop and talk to you for a second. At a trade show, people are walking by. They see thousands of booths. They talk to thousands of people. What can you do to get them to stop for, you know, 15, 20, 30 seconds? If you can get them to answer a question, have a dialogue with you, that gives you a minute or two to see if they're a prospect, to see if they're interested, to see if they want to save money with AMSOIL. So that's what you're trying to do with asking those questions. What do you do for a living? Where do you live? Putting the ball in their court type of thing. The other thing is become an expert. So if you're an expert in lubrication or oil in general, or Sam was saying earlier on the call that, he has a diesel truck, he knows about diesels, he knows what they need, he knows how to save money, you're an expert in diesels. Jeff Essery, he knows small engines, he does ATVs, he knows how the pain points for people that own ATVs. You're going to be able to get that customer a lot easier. So lastly, many people are already registered, many people walk by our booth were already knew about AMSL products, but they didn't know where to get it or they were buying retail. So one of my questions, would you like to buy wholesale? Or another question would be like, would you like to save 30% off of the retail price? That's another great way to get them registered as a dealer, preferred customer, commercial retail, if they qualify. And then, you know, if they like to save 30%, they say, what do you do for a living? Oh, I own a contracting business. Guess what? They could become a commercial account. Oh, I've got an automotive shop. I get to become a retail on the shelf account. Oh, you know, I just drive around and do whatever. Then they can become a preferred customer or dealer type of thing. So before I end, I'd just like to say that, you know, there's costs of doing shows, and I know many dealers might be listening in tonight or listening into this on the archive. They get disappointed. They didn't get any customers registered. They do one or two shows, and they quit. The cost is too high. Just remember, your cost is twofold. You get a chance to register customers when you do a show, but you're also paying to build your skills. It's like going to school. When you do a trade show, you're paying to go to school, and your school is the trial by fire type of thing. So it's going to take more than one show to become better at it. You know, doing a few shows. You know, maybe do one show a quarter. Maybe do one show a month. I know there's dealers in AMSOIL that do 20 to 50 shows a year with it, and they have much success doing that. And you might not do that every single year, but doing one show a weekend, every weekend, you will definitely get better at your craft and what to say and how to register customers and get that system down. So remember the follow-up part of the business. Once you get a customer registered, whether it's a PC dealer, commercial account, retail account, or even you get a business card from somebody, is follow-up. This is much harder when you do shows than if it's a local place and you can go in and you know, you've got a captive audience. When you have a customer from a trade show or a prospect or a registered customer, you know, they don't have to answer the phone. They can put you on hold. They cannot answer your. They can say, call me back later. All these things. So it's a lot harder for the follow up. The cycle is a little bit longer. It might take longer for them to get orders from you. I've talked to several dealers actually just today. I talked to three veteran AMSOIL direct jobbers, and they say their cycle is sometimes longer than 6 months, and some of them are over a year. And I know several dealers that I've ever talked to that it's been over a year when the customer starts finally ordering. It's just kind of how it is. It takes follow-up. It takes, you know, 5 to 7 exposures of your product, your brand in front of that customer. So just because you registered a customer at a trade show, it doesn't end there. It starts there. That's where it starts, and you've got to follow up. You've got to get in front of them. You've got to call them. You've got to send them an email. You've got to send a brochure in the mail. So that you know, there's more cost after that, and just remember that. But you get a happy customer. You build a relationship. It's a long-term relationship. I've got customers that have for over 10 years that buy $300 or $400 a month of AMSOIL every single month. So the cost that I pay for that show, $300. Let's say I can tell you one right now. I paid $300 for the booth. They've been ordering $400 a month in summer. It's a motorcycle show, so they got $400 at least every month, and I make 20% on that. So it's $80 a month, and they've been doing that for, or let's just say they do it 8 out of 12 months because they don't do it every month. It's like $640 a year times 10 years. That's $6,400. So I paid $300 for a booth, and I've been making $6,400 off of this customer currently, and they still buy AMSOIL products from me. So you have to think long-term in this business. It's not, you know, I did a show, I didn't get anybody, and I'm done, and I quit. You know, those are the quitter people. We don't want quitter people here. We want successful people, and we show you how to do it. So thanks for everyone for getting on the call tonight. We hope everyone has a great week. AMSOIL is alive and well. It's the best business opportunity out there. And go out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Okay, everyone? Good night, everyone.
Hey, you might mention their grand this weekend. One last.
Hey, appreciate it, Jonathan. We do have a grand training class this weekend. It's in St. Louis, Missouri. February 28th. If you haven't gotten information on it, you can get in the dealer zone. It's a training opportunity for anybody interested in growing organic products, learning about AgGrand products. It is in St. Louis, and you can go in the dealer zone. If you don't have the information, give me a call. I'd be glad to help you out. We are going to have a dinner if you're on our team. We're going to have a dinner on Friday night at 6:30 at TGI Fridays, which is connected to the hotel, and then we're going to have lunch again before the thing starts. It's Saturday, February 28, 2015, from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Crown Plaza, St. Louis Airport. So appreciate it, Jonathan. Everybody have a good night.
Thanks, Michael.
Bye, Michael.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.